River 949, Marty and Campo for breakfast. Lindy Webster, 46 years of age, nurse and mum of four, developed breast cancer, Marty.
Mm.
She posted a video on TikTok which went viral and has millions of views. Have a listen.
My results weren't good, guys. I have stage 2 breast cancer. I'm hopefully returning to work next week after 10 months off work due to cancer, so I thought I would try my uniform and see before and after. Haven't worn this since I had long red hair and big tits. Okay. I'm not ready to see that. That's really hard. Not only is it flat, but you can see it dips in. It's a new me.
Well, it's got over 2 million views right now, Marnie. She's from Ipswich. There's a TikTok sensation posting heaps of videos up there. You've got to go and check them out. Hello, Lindy Lou. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. And yourself?
Very well, thank you. Now, Lindy, tell us about this journey. Obviously, you found out you had breast cancer. That must have been just the worst moment in your life.
Yeah, it definitely was not expected in any way.
Mm. And was that after a routine check, or how did you come across this?
Yeah, I just thought I would have a health check being the new year, and so it was a routine mammogram.
Wow.
Well, this is what all women need to hear.
Absolutely.
My wife got her letter the other day, you know, come and get your breast tested.
Yep.
And look, you did have big boobs, I'm telling you. I was looking at your video. You're a very voluptuous woman. How do you feel now? A girlfriend of mine has had both breasts removed after breast cancer. What's that experience?
It was a big change, but I'm quite comfortable with how I look now, and I'm actually proud of my flat chest because it shows what I've been through.
Sure. Well, and what an ordeal. I don't think anybody knows what that's like unless they've been in that situation, Lindy, to be given that news. And then, as you say, you know, deal with what you have to when someone says, okay, it's surgery, it's this, and, you know, this is your life, this is what we have to do. I mean, not only that, because of that, and the chemo, you ended up having a hysterectomy, and that is a massive ordeal as well for a woman because that puts you into menopause and all sorts of things that aren't great after what you've already been through. So, mate, you've had a shocker.
Yeah, it was a big year last year.
So this is all last year? This has all just happened, really, in, what, 12 months?
Yes. Started in January and finished in November.
Wow. So how did they find it? What
mammogram.
Happens?
She just went
so
for
yeah,
check.
But what do they do? What is it? A little lump?
Well, they pick it up in a mammogram.
No, I didn't find a lump at all.
Right.
And so this is why it is so important to do. I know myself, I had screens years ago where they picked up lumps, but they were nothing. But sometimes it's this situation where you can go in and there is nothing, but they find something. And that's why
What is it? What do they find?
Well, they find something in there. What did they find, Lindy? If it's no lump, there'll be something inside the breast tissue or one of the ducts or something like that. Yeah.
Yes. Well, those voluptuous boobs were not mine.
Right.
So they thought it was actually scarring from previous surgery.
Okay.
And that was why I wasn't worried. So they just thought they would check it just in case. And it was cancer.
Wow.
So did they do biopsies and things like that? Or
Yeah. On that very first day, I was in there for 6 hours. Wow. I had a mammogram, then an ultrasound. The surgeon had a feel around. And then I had a biopsy. And about 5 days later, I found out.
Well, you're inspiring millions of people on your TikTok videos. How many videos do you have up so far?
Oh, a lot.
A lot, yeah.
Probably about 200 or more.
Yeah, I've been just checking out.
With millions of views on these TikTok videos. And how do you feel about being an inspiration to people?
I feel honoured, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because that was not my intention. My intention was to keep my story for myself. It just happened to get a life of its own.
Yeah.
Well, very relatable. So many people have been through different things and, you know, like I went on TikTok for the first time to just watch what my son was up to.
Yeah,
And then you do see people like you and people that share their stories that you go, hang on, oh, that's me or that's happened to someone I know.
It's not all dancing on TikTok.
No, it's not, absolutely. And I think it's become a great platform for people like yourself or people who have been through something where you can relate to others and give them such a great sense of inspiration, hope or support, you know, to say that I understand, or this is how it happened to me, or this is my experience, and that might be happening to you. And especially in a time of a pandemic where people have felt a bit cut off, I think that's so important as well. So good on you for sharing your story, because it's a lot to put yourself out there. I understand that.
Yeah, it is for sure.
Yeah, and if you have one message for people before we go, Lindy, what is it?
To check your breast regularly, because women do have lumpy breasts at time, and if you are checking them regularly, you will know if your lumps are changing. You're checking for dimpling and discharge, and checking under your armpits as well. And as well as that, once you turn 40, you can get free breast screening from Breast Screen.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Take care.
Thank you so much for spreading the word with me.
You're an inspiration. Marnie and Campo for breakfast, River 949.